Welcome to the 2 Minute Wake Up Podcast. It's been a couple days, and I'm excited to be dropping another episode. My name is John Warner, and I'm passionate about seeing you wake up to who you were created to be. James 2:14 says, "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone?" Faith is certainly an interesting conversation. In discussing the idea, the author of Hebrews says that faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. This is the opening line that introduces the reader of Hebrews to a list of people who the author felt exemplified faith. And to a person, the descriptions of their activities illustrate what James is talking about in our verse, true faith. Faith that saves, moves an individual to action. And their actions may actually be uncommon or pursuing an unlikely end, but they are rooted in a firm conviction of a reality beyond sight, a reality that's only hoped for. And it actually requires them to move forward with the stirring conviction of the truth of something that they cannot see. The thing about this hall of faith in Hebrews 11 is that the men and women highlighted each have a fairly clear idea, often through divine communication, of what their next step was. Yes, they moved forward in faith, believing in the reality of what could not be seen, but they did it with clarity and conviction. Clarity and conviction. A question I have in all of this is, how prescriptive are the journeys of these heroes we read about? I believe that faith is certainly a part of this journey of life, and what we have faith in is actually very important. Claiming to have faith certainly requires action, as James articulates. It's actually not faith without moving on it. But I also see a clear difference between stepping out in faith legitimately or making unwise decisions and simply looking to God for a bailout. There's lots of talk out there in the world about simply needing more faith, that one should just trust God to show up in whatever circumstances they've put themselves in. And while it may seem like a nice sentiment, I have to ask the question, is it actually true? What if the thing we're having faith about isn't actually God's idea, but our own? In this case, the stirring call to just have faith may actually result in failed actions and disappointment in a God who is supposed to show up. And how is it sometimes answered? Well, you just didn't have enough faith. Really? That's the answer? The person has laid it on the line, they've experienced failure and disappointment, and you're going to turn it on them? Now, maybe it was less about faith and more about what the faith was in. Now, please note that I'm not saying that having faith in God is misplaced trust. No, this is when it's actually God being trusted. The God revealed through the person of Jesus is not some genie that you can fling your whims at and then get angry when he doesn't catch them. The Bible paints the picture of Jesus as king, and in his own words, Jesus says that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Having faith in this God is about aligning your life with his desires for you personally and humanity generally. Having clarity and conviction. Waking up to who you were created to be involves faith and allowing that faith to move you, yes. But can I challenge you to move on only those things in which you have clarity and conviction? Thanks for listening to the 2 Minute Wake Up. I'm super pumped that you've invited me into your day. Friends, my name is John, and I hope that our time together helps you wake up to who you were created to be.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.